It's become one of the most dangerous cities in Argentina. Rosario, nearly 300 kilometers northwest of Buenos Aires. Shootings have become an everyday occurrence as gangs battle each other to control the drug trade.
We just received a call that a woman heard 30 shots, so we came here as fast as we could. We're evaluating what's going on, checking on possible suspects.
We accompanied the police during several raids across the city. They were looking for drugs, cash, and guns. One of Argentina's most important ports is located here. Authorities say it's a getaway for drugs. And the violence here is all about control of the local trade.
We are seeing cocaine, marijuana. Drug trade has increased in Rosario, and we are trying to go to different areas, like slums, where suspects are hiding. We are seeing lots of young people who are behind the attacks. They begin around 16 years old. Many of them are responsible for several killings. Big gangs are using teenagers and children.
Residents in the slums of Rosario are struggling with poverty and difficulties that have been exacerbated by the pandemic. There's scarcity of food and jobs. Families, especially children, are intimidated by the strong police presence. The gang leader of a group known as Los Monos was recently put on trial for using children to sell drugs and for threatening judicial authorities. He was sentenced to over 80 years in prison. But his power and influence go beyond the prison walls.
The police says that one of the persons being held here has close links with one of the gang leaders that is currently in prisons. Operations like this one are happening almost every night as the security forces here in Rosario are trying to tackle violence.
Last week, the government of Alberto Fernández agreed to send federal forces to help in the fight against gangs after a protected witness was executed. Congressman Carlos Del Frade has been receiving threats for months. He has been denouncing for years the system that has allowed the drug trade to flourish.
There are local drug sales, but above them you have criminals in the police, in the justice system, among businessmen who are not appearing anywhere. The real delinquents are not being touched. The gangs can buy everyone. Increasing government forces is only a temporary problem. They have to control the money, and nobody does that.
So for now, the focus is on the slums and on its people. It is here where criminal organizations find the foot soldiers they need to continue with their trade. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Rosario.